This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Russia's economy. Reuters reporting from Moscow. Russia's economy shrank 4% year on year in the second quarter of 2022, which is the first full quarter of what Russia calls a special military operation in Ukraine. June data, said an economist at Sanera Investment Bank, June data suggests the contraction in the Russian economy seems to have bottomed out as the situation in some industries is stabilizing. This is a mixed picture. When you contract, it's never a good sign. So I go to Michael Bernstam at the Hoover Institution, who's been my guide on the Russian economy. Michael, this is a puzzle because sometimes you hear that Russia's economy is shrinking, contracting. The number of businesses that have left Russia, I believe it's more than 1,000 now. So how can we tell, how can anyone tell how far down Russia's economy can go? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you. And now, finally, instead of just projections and forecasts, we have the real data. And the data is consistent. Yes, the second quarter, the Russian economy contracted by 4%. But the most important thing about it is that it accelerates month by month, because the second quarter, like you said, is the first full quarter of the war, and it is April, May, and June. And so in April, what is this 4% for the quarter? In April, the contraction was less than 4%. We have the data. Then in May, it was 4.3%. And then in June, it was 4.9%. And 4% is just the average. And it is a downward decline. And then the projections are that the third quarter will be even worse. It is expected to be as low down, going down by the Central Bank of Russia as 7%. And for the fourth quarter, it is 8.5%. And so it is a very, very deep contraction and a very powerful acceleration of the contraction. And then for the next year, they expect another 3% decline, which is maybe too optimistic. And then the final word comes from the Ministry of Finance and from the Ministry of the Economy, where they are saying no recovery until 2025. So we're talking about a Great Depression for 3 years, 22, 23, 24. And that's what it is.
Michael sends me a photograph that tells this story much more vividly. It's a coffee shop in Moscow, formerly a Starbucks coffee shop with all of the paraphernalia that comes going into Starbucks, including soft music that you can buy to drink your coffee by. However, Starbucks has left Russia. They're gone, just like those other 1,000 franchises. So locally, someone has had the genius to take over Starbucks coffee and rename it. However, the irony here is it's Starbucks coffee, but it's called Stars Coffee, S-T-A-R-S. They dropped the B-U-C-K and kept the same letters, the same design, except the mermaid's gone, Michael. What happened to the mermaid?
The mermaid is gone because it is a logo. They cannot use it legally, and they replaced it. And they replaced it with some kind of medieval Russian woman in a Russian medieval headdress, which no one would recognize now. People wouldn't know what it is, and ironically, it looks like a witch. But nonetheless, yes, it is very symbolic because bucks, it's an American symbol. It's a dollar. It is gone. And so they have to do something on their own.
Yes, and more to the point, there's tragedy here because Russia isn't heading out in a new direction. You know, the Russia world, everything is the origin here in the motherland. No, it's a derivative of the global picture, and it's a derivative that everybody's reminded of what's not here, of who's gone, of who we don't have connection with. The Russian people must feel this profoundly, and their frustration, I hear their frustration in what I'm told is silence, Michael. They're not allowed to speak out, so that they have to swallow their concerns about the future for themselves and their children. Let's go to another headline that needs explanation. The Russian farmers are encouraged because grain and sunflower oil and other commodities are shipping from Odessa. At the same time, as some of these ships have left and found their way through the floating mines in the Black Sea, two missiles land in Odessa. which can't encourage the farmers. The Russian economy, the agricultural economy, can we tell what shape it's in, Michael, at this distance?
Well, the agricultural economy is in a very difficult situation because they don't have sufficient spare parts for the agricultural equipment. Russian agriculture, like any developed country, is highly mechanized and highly dependent on equipment. And this equipment is now cannibalized because they take apart two combines or three tractors to repair the existing ones. So it is going downhill. And the world is now trying to solve the malnutrition and hunger problem in the developing countries. And so the exemption is made for Russian grain exports.
Now, the mystery of the week. Bank of Russia, this is the Financial Express reporting. Bank of Russia is working towards the upcoming adoption of a central bank digital currency with the plan to unveil a digital ruble in the next couple of years. The date here is 2024. Michael, what is a digital ruble? What will it be and how does this help?
Well, it is, they've been doing it for years. They were planning for years because lots of central banks, including our Federal Reserve, is thinking about digital currency. It's like a Bitcoin, except that it is issued not by the private market, by the central bank. So it is somehow fixed or tied up with the existing reserve currencies, such as the United States dollar. In the Russian case, it won't work much because the ruble is a very volatile currency. Bitcoin itself jumps up and down, so it's not a great store of value. It's very good for payments, especially for overseas payments. So it's they're experimenting with it, but it is just for speculators, for gamblers. It is not a store of value. The interesting fact is that the Russians are still trust the dollar, and the Russian Central Bank just announced that the Russians keep dollars at home on the mattresses, $85 billion. It is more than their accounts in the banks, which is $75 billion. So the dollar will never be replaced in Russia.
They do keep it under mattresses, just like we do in America? They don't have a special Russian place?
Well, they call them differently, but the interesting fact is that it used to be, over years, steadily $60 billion. $60 billion in private hands outside of banks, in greenbacks and dollars. And now it is 85. So they run away from the ruble. They don't trust their own currency. They expect it to fall down, and they are saving, but they don't trust the banks. So they keep it under the mattresses.
I have heard stories, anecdotes from colleagues that the Russian people are fearful of speaking out against the special military operation that's driving the sanctions that's driving the contraction. Is that what you've heard, Michael, that people don't discuss it either at home or in public?
People are afraid because the repression is there. They have new articles of the criminal code which penalize anything what they consider uninformed or fake or wrong about this war. So anyone who is criticizing the war or criticizing the military is subject to severe punishment. So, of course, people are afraid.
And keeping dollars under your mattresses, is that considered disloyal or critical of the central government?
Actually, the politicians, that's a funny thing. The politicians, yes, the politicians are against it. But the chairwoman of the central bank said that, yes, we don't like it, but if we abolish the dollar, we can just ban the dollar like the Soviet Union did. And then we'll have an uprising on our hands because people saved their life savings in these dollars under the mattresses. We don't want to antagonize the people.
Michael Bernstam, the Hoover Institution on the failing Russian economy during the war in Ukraine. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.